This lesson is called Resample a DJI Air Horn Blast in Ableton Live 12 for Sub-Heavy Sound System Pressure. I'll guide you through a production-proven workflow that captures the original blast, isolates and sculpts a monotune sub, adds a harmonically rich body layer, and resamples the finished result into a single, mix-ready hit that translates on big systems. First, an overview. You'll take a DJI Air Horn sample, record a clean raw resample, split the sound into two layers, a pure, mono sub and a distorted, harmonically rich body, align phase and timing, glue the pieces together, and record a final consolidated sample. Everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices, so you can recreate this on any Live setup. What you'll build: a clean resampled horn blast derived from your DJI Air Horn source, a two-layer architecture, preserved mid-slash-high character and a mono sine-based sub tuned to a root note. A final bounced clip optimized for PA translation, mono low end, controlled transients, and focused harmonics. Step 1. Preparation and routing. Drag your DJI Air Horn into an audio track and name it Horn Source. Turn warp off unless you specifically need time stretching. Warping can introduce phase artifacts that kill low end clarity. If you trimmed the clip, consolidate it with CMD/Ctrl-J so the clip has a clean start. Step 2. Resample the raw blast. Create a new audio track named Horn RAW Resample. In the track I/O, set the input to resampling. Arm the track and solo Horn Source, then record a loop or single take to capture exactly what you hear. Rename the recorded clip Horn RAW, and apply a very short fade in of 3 to 10 milliseconds to remove any zero cross clicks. Step 3. Create two processing channels. Make two return or dedicated audio tracks. Name one horn sub-isolate for sub-processing and the other horn body process for the mid-slash-high body. You'll either send horn RAW to these or duplicate horn RAW onto two tracks so you can process each independently and keep phase control. Sub-layer, isolate, tune, and mono. On the sub-track, start with a horn RAW clip duplicated a sub-layer source. Add EQ8 and set a steep low pass, 24 dB per octave, with a starting cutoff around 120 Hz. Sweep down while listening and choose the band you want the sub to occupy, typically between 40 and 120 Hz depending on the horn and system. Place a utility after EQ8 and set width to 0% so the sub is mono. Add a gentle compressor or glue compressor if you need to control peaks, fastish attack around 5 to 10 milliseconds and a release around 100 to 200 ms for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want a pure sub, mute the processed audio and create a sine on a MIDI track with operator. Use a single sine oscillator, set poly to 1, and tune sine to the desired fundamental. Use spectrum or tuner to identify the horn's pitch and match the sine. Shape the envelope with a short attack, 0 to 10 milliseconds, and decay slash release to taste. For dynamic interaction, sidechain the sine to the horn RAW transient so it pumps subtly with the hit, or use the horn of the gate or envelope follower to shape the sine amplitude. Keep the sine conservative in level. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS before any final limiting. Body layer. Preserve character and add harmonics. On the body track, load horn RAW into body layer source. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to protect the low end, then make a gentle dip where the sub will sit. For example, between 50 and 120 Hz, cutting 3 to 6 dB to avoid overlap. Add drum bus and nudge transient slightly to accent the attack. Apply a little drive or distortion for harmonics. Put saturator after drum bus with soft sine or analog clip mode. Small drive values and oversample enabled if available to reduce aliasing. Use multiband dynamics to compress the mid and high bands gently and, if needed, boost the top band a couple of dB so the horn cuts through the mix. Any frequency shifting or metallic effects should be subtle. Routing and blending. Keep the sub and body phase aligned. Duplicate the horn RAW rather than using returns if you want absolute phase control. Solo both layers and use track delay and live to nudge timing in milliseconds. Small offsets of plus or minus 2 to 6 ms can make a big difference to punch. Check phase with utility phase flip if needed. Use spectrum and meters to watch the summed result. Final glue and resampling. Create a horn final resample audio track and set input to resampling. On the master or a dedicated bus, insert a final chain if you want it baked, a gentle linear phase EQ, a glue compressor with around 10 ms attack and 0.2 to 0.4 second release, and a very light saturator or limiter with ceiling at minus 0.1 dB. Play the combined layers and record into horn final resample. Consolidate the clip, trim fades, and set utility width to 0% to ensure the low end is mono. Export or drag the final clip out of Live for reuse. Tuning and testing. Use Spectrum or a tuner to confirm the sub sign is on key. If it's off by cents, transpose or fine-tune operator. Test the sample on headphones, small monitors, and ideally a sub or PA. Listen for phase cancellations with kick and bass and apply small notches or sidechain where needed. If the sub sounds noisy, reduce harmonic content in the low band and rely more on the pure sign. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving warp on. It can smear transients and create phase issues, making your sub from heavily distorted content. Keep the sub pure. Move distortion above your crossover. Leaving low frequency stereo, mono below about 120 Hz. Misaligned phase and timing between body and sub. This kills punch, over-limiting or clipping during resample. Leave headroom of 3 to 6 dB. Pro tips: use operator for the purest sub and tune by ear with Spectrum. Confine harmonic generation to above your crossover, usually above 120 Hz, with multiband dynamics or band-limited processing. For extreme pressure, consider a second sub an octave higher with light saturation, but mono both. Save your processing as racks and versions. Raw, sub only, body only, final. Always test on real systems and document changes. Mini practice exercise. Import a single DJ DI horn with warp off, resample it into horn RAW, duplicate into sub and body tracks. Design a mono sign sub with operator and sidechain it to the horn. Shape the body with drum bus and saturator. Align phase and levels, then resample the final into horn final resample. Aim for mono tune sub, clear transient, and final peaks around minus 3 dB. Recap: we've recorded a clean RAW resample, split and processed sub and body layers, kept the sub pure and mono using operator, added harmonics only above the crossover, aligned phase and timing, and resampled with gentle glue processing. Use Ableton stock devices, EQ8, utility, drum bus, saturator, multiband dynamics, operator, and glue compressor to make a club-ready horn that translates on PA systems. Keep saving iterations, test on multiple systems, and refine the chain until the hit reliably punches through on the systems that matter to you.